Mom, you'll have to unmute yourself.
You're muted, Joan. Okay, sorry. I knew there was
It's
something.
okay.
Well, hello, everyone. We are so glad to have you here with us and that our group is together. It's just such a nice, energetic state of energy when we meet. I really enjoy it, and I miss that earlier this year, not having that connection. So the Zoom has just been wonderful for us to see each other and to connect. Melena?
Yeah, well, welcome everybody. So before we really get started, just how are all of you doing and how are you faring with these new energies we received?
You have to unmute yourself to talk.
I find has been very expansive, and really no words to describe it.
No.
That's how it feels on this end of it too. For like the last 3 weeks, I don't even know if I've been I'm not even sure where I've been the
Well,
last
it's been hard navigating my normal world. I had a dentist appointment earlier this week, and it was like, oh, really? So, anyway, it's just those things you have to attend to. But when those kind of energies are flowing through you and you're paying attention to them, it's like, you really don't want to deal with the day-to-day life, but you have to do both things simultaneously.
Absolutely.
So.
Anybody else have anything to comment? Well,
Well, my comments are basically what you've just said today and also from last week. Lack of dreaming and not sleeping at night and especially getting less done than I'm accustomed to.
Yeah.
Just, like appointments and that. I can do like one thing a day and then I need 2 or 3 days off before I can do something else.
To recover, yes, we understand that.
I'm with you. I'm right there.
Leanne, I see you waiting.
I just things are so much clearer. And my intuition is like off the charts.
Really?
It's like I have a really good friend, and her sister was making up her mind whether she was going to make her transition or not. And Penny asked me, she said, "Can you take a look at her?" And I knew her name. I knew where she was without Penny telling me. And I just told her what I saw. She was making, I said, she's making a decision to stay or go. And so I said, she knows you're there. And so just hold that space for her. And it was just like, okay, there's the tree. So that has been kind of eye-opening for me that I can hold that clarity.
Yeah, I have found that kind of this week in certain things.
Yeah.
You know.
Or I'll know Don will come in and I'll know what he's going to say, which is kind of, man has no filter. So, like this, I'm like, I think he's going to start calling me radar.
That's funny. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, obviously these were really big energies that came in, and although my computer now decides to have a mind of its own. Hold on, I'm getting everybody back on there. Okay, I've got you back.
Kind of wonderful, though, that all of these new expansive, like I've stopped calling things intuition. I think it's just our state of refinement that's constant. So it's not intuition on, off, or whatever. It's just right. This perpetual constancy that's sort of beautiful in its newness, but yet it still feels like home. You know, it feels more like home, whatever that is, kind of deep inside. So,
right. Right. Well, that makes sense, but you know, because somewhere during, I know, last week's transmissions, I can recall it being said that, you know, one of the frequencies built into all of those templates was the remembering, the remembrance, mm-hmm. you know, and it began the week before with the pool of remembrance. And so, and that is where we are, you know, we are beginning to remember those forgotten aspects of ourselves.
Right.
So before we, nobody else has anything they want to say, there's a couple things I wanted to just say. And of course, those four templates were massive and huge in their energetics and frequencies. And they were just multiple layers of frequency, and each layer built on the preceding one, and it kept on. But also woven within that were the through that transmission was infused with all these little subtleties and all these little nuances, and then today there will be more layers, you know, coming in. So you know, in these upcoming weeks and until we meet again in October, we do encourage you to take the time and listen or go through the transcripts from all three of these sessions slowly, and just take it segment by segment and really be in the energetics of what's given in each one of those segments. That will help you so much. And then as you go through them and you spend time particularly focusing on each one of those, each iteration of those 8-8 templates, all four of them, and where they were placed. So just put your focus there and just spend time just immersed in those energetics. And there's really nothing else to do but just be there and just allow those to just keep working through you, because you know, all parts of us are being affected by those. And the other thing, and I just received this morning, that the crystalline chambers have already been recalibrated to accommodate the beginning flow of these new refined frequencies of these four 888 templates. And, if you will utilize these over these coming weeks, it will benefit us all significantly by helping our unified field to smoothly and effectively assimilate all of these energies. And then also returning to that pool of remembrance and that liquid plasma. And the other thing, I don't know whether this is new or whether I had just not been aware of before, but the plasma pool is now being constantly infused with the frequencies of those four chambers for you specifically. So, you know, that's a wonderful place to return to and just be immersed in that and just relax and just let, again, just let all of those things flow through you. And everything, as always, is being calibrated to the level that you can stably maintain. And anyway, so we just kind of encourage you to visit that as well over these coming months. Weeks rather than months. Well, I guess it is about 2 months until we meet again in October.
Well, I, you know, those are very good points. And I think that as they, these infusions aren't going to, that we've received are not going to come out online completely immediately, you know, within a week's time. It's just not possible. So because they are so massive and so light infused, it's, and if you've noticed, it doesn't take your physical energy away where used to when we get a big download, you know, you would physically feel it, to where you'd be tired. It would just zap you. That's no longer the case because we have built our energetic field to such a level, but more and more is yet to come. The more we build it, the more we can receive more light and different templates and frequency ranges. And be aware, and I find that so with myself, of not only the significance of what is manifesting, but the subtleness. Every little bit of your being is being affected. So it's these little subtleties, like your clairvoyance coming online, like Leanne talked about. And it won't be in everything. It'll be just in pockets. So to kind of stay aware of subtleties that are building in your field, because this is really, really important as we proceed and more is going to be given. So I wanted to make you aware of that because there is a lot yet that we haven't even begun to integrate from what was given to us last week. And there's a whole another sector that is going to be given to you today. So to expect that by the time we meet again in October for it to be totally integrated, it's not going to happen. But there will be subtle little things that are personal to you that will really benefit you to pay attention to. So that's all I have to say. So I would like to, Melena, do you have anything to?
No, that was it. No, that was it.
Okay. Well, I would like to start our session today with beginning to talk about the upgrades that are coming online today that will build on, well, it's an explanation kind of what happened energetically to within us last time. So if you could cover your cameras, I think it will help you really focus in on what I am saying and also the energetics that are coming with it because you won't be distracted. So let's all cover our cameras so that we can be in the present moment. Okay, take a deep breath. Focus your attention on your sacred heart center. Notice how radiant it is. The magenta flame of crystal's light has become a luminous focal point any time that you place your attention there. The crystal's light that streams continually within your sacred heart comes directly from the creative realms of Prime Creator. It also draws from the Christed matrix of the earth and your own personal Christed matrix, which was placed in your sacred heart center, and which was made up of pure crystal's light. But this personal matrix is unique to you. The enormous amounts of crystal's light that is in your sacred heart center has exponentially grown since you first began your spiritual path. If you pay attention to this center, you will notice that it has a calming effect that makes you feel centered and at home. During this session, stay alert to what is occurring in the center of your sacred heart and your body. This is really important for you to pay attention to in the coming weeks also. Because of the massive initiations that were gifted to us this last Sunday, much has changed energetically, as well as physically, mentally, and emotionally. Immense upgrades are occurring within our system. These upgrades will continue to manifest within each one of us for the next year. I wish to speak to you today as a member of the Council of 12. Some of these upgrades, especially the ones that are taking place within our brain and its capacity to process the magnificence of spiritual thought. This is a must as we travel our illumination path that is now stably placed within our unified energetic field. Our illumination path is one of the most valuable resources that we have now. It will energetically inspire us to complete a level of ascension that we had not anticipated or knew of in this lifetime. Massive golden crystal light infusions will continually fill our entire energetic system and assist us in maintaining a stable, accelerated frequency. The four initiations that were gifted to us last Sunday were energetically immense initiations. Each placement of the golden infinity symbol was significant. These initiations activated an energetic infusion that upgraded our energetic system and eternally changed the way that we use our creative energies. I would like to talk about how the energetic frequencies of the golden infinity symbols have begun to upgrade the way in which we use our brain to understand who we are and how we navigate the world of form under the direction of our soul. Many of the master teachers who are members of our council often stress the need for those who are embodied in a physical body to begin to pay attention to our thoughts and emotions that create our reality as we walk the earth. Our inner dialogue also creates our reality, as does our belief system. Master Katumi and Master El Moria often spoke to us of the importance of how we create and use proficiently our intentions, our thoughts, and our emotions. They stress the value of recognizing old reactive habits and belief systems that were taught to us They led us step by step to become sovereign in our bodies through the use of the triadic system. We, as human members of the council, have been diligent in following some of these amazing teachings. We received many gifts and energetic tools throughout the last 10 years of our time. All four initiations had a significant impact on the functioning of our brain and its neural pathways. The day we were born, our brains contained approximately 100 billion neurons. We began forming neural circuits in the brain to help us function in the physical world. With the placement of the 8888 infinity symbol in the forehead, something magical happened. The entire Ajna Center also lit up, including the three seed crystals that began transmitting electrical charges that support the neural connections in the brain. These upgraded seed crystals continually transmit refined light emanations that alter the physical body at a cellular level. We chemically change the human cell through the compression mechanism that is utilized in the second triad. As the seed crystals begin to operate at a much more refined frequency range, the light prism begins to affect the seed crystals by emanating a number of sound codes. The light prisms also bring an energetic coherence to the brain as it processes the complexity of creative thought of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. The eighth dimensional light template also greatly affects the seed crystals. The seed crystals are the prime activators of the upgrades that need to be initiated in a specific time and progression. The creative light transmitted from these seed crystals is immense. The seed crystals are designed to facilitate the changes that are required on many levels when the refined dimensional sequences begin to manifest. They are a radiant instrument that changes the synapses of the brain. The time has come for some changes in the functioning of our brain that will be upgraded significantly as we move into the transfiguration process. The human brain consists of two hemispheres, the left side, which focuses on logic, analysis, and survival. The right side of our brain emphasizes creativity, intuition, and connection. In a natural, awakened state, these two sides work together in harmony. At the fall of consciousness, the hemispheres of the brain were fractured through fear, trauma, war, manipulation. The natural bridge between our heart and mind, which is the corpus callosum, began to fragment. Humans then reinforced this split by driving us deeper into the left brain living. Constant negative thinking, need to survive, competing, greatly contributed to the split in the hemispheres of the brain. The right brain, which is the gateway to unity, wonder, creative ability to change what doesn't support us, and a deeper knowing was suppressed. When our hemispheres do not communicate, our inner world becomes fragmented, especially our mental emotional bodies. We forget who we truly are and that we are sovereign creators in our body. when the 8888 golden infinity symbol was placed in our foreheads and the light began to illuminate the entire Ajna Center, we slowly began to remember. Because of the gift and initiation of the remembrance template, the natural bridge between heart and mind was awakened. As the two hemispheres connect, logic begins to serve. Love. Creativity transforms into wisdom. Survival evolves into true living, and separation dissolves into unity. This isn't merely a spiritual shift. It's a neurological resurrection. Every lobe of the human brain begins to function more effectively now, and with purpose, design, and in the refined dimensional level that was originally intended when the human body was created before the fall of consciousness. A whole new world opens to us when the lobes of our brain begin to function as they were intended. These activations widen our ascension path and move us forward in an accelerated way. All of these changes in the brain were also supported by unlocking the 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensional time locks. The opening of the light packets helped us make the necessary changes in the DNA system of the entire body. Access to the 8th dimensional light template greatly contributed to these massive physical and energetic changes that are brought in with the 8888 initiations. The neurons in the brain began communicating the higher frequencies that support the way we are able to experience the teachings and the energetic light frequencies that we are now immersed in. The entire brain system is altered. The advanced function of each of the lobes of the brain can now begin to assist spiritual thought to flow unhindered. Spiritual thought can now easily manifest a real state of a 5th dimensional body and energy system that supports states of consciousness through the 7th dimension. It can easily receive important templates of the 8th dimension as we draw them intentionally from that template and use them in ways to support and escalate our ascension. The light emanating from the golden infinity symbol became increasingly brilliant and expansive. It began to fill the second triad with golden light infusions, which increased the second triad's ability to create and manifest refined states of awareness as we navigate and raise our experience of life in a body. Every chakra within the second triad system is now rotating in a magnificent frequency of refined crystals light. The light prism influences the second triad to open as it emanates ancient sound, color, and light codes. The 8888 initiation filled the entire second triad with an elixir of golden light. Because of this infusion of golden elixir, a long-closed ascension chakra, since the fall of consciousness, is awakened. It is called the zeal point chakra. It is located at the base of the skull and at the back of the neck in the indent at the base of the skull where your spinal column meets the base of your skull. The other three chakras in the second triad were also affected by this golden elixir light infusion that took place as the golden infinity symbol was upgraded in the 8888 initiation. Any interference from the fallen ego voice was eliminated. The zeal point chakra supports our connection to the divine and our passion for that connection. It has been blocked by the fallen paradigm of separation and fear, which caused extreme anxiety within our mental emotional body and fractured it. The frequency associated with the zeal point chakra is 417 hertz. This is also the frequency of our sacred heart chakra. The zeal point chakra is connected to the crown chakra, the third eye chakra, and the throat chakra, forming a geometric diamond through the connective points. Because the zeal point chakra emanates the same hertz as the sacred heart center, it connects to the first triad through the sacred heart center. This immersion begins to open a blocked knowing of self as a creator being of light and form. Activating the zeal point center assists us in awakening our spiritual gifts of clairvoyance, clairaudience, and telepathy. Take a deep breath now. A lot of energetically potent information has just been delivered. Take another deep breath. Be present and alert. And let's take a moment here of absorption. Together now, as the human part of the council, let us bring the newly activated zeal point chakra into a full functioning chakra that supports our fifth dimensional transfiguring bodies. Deep breath. With our intention, we place our focus on the back of our head where it joins our spinal column. We can see our newly awakened zeal point chakra light up in a brilliant magenta swirling color that is now radiating between our entire first, second, and third triads. As it begins emanating a frequency of 417 hertz, our entire Sacred Heart Center begins to form a pathway of neurotransmitters into the upper recesses of the brain, thus forming a solid communication link between our sacred hearts and brain. Take a deep breath. Present. Aware. When we were imprinted with the template of remembrance in the 8888 initiation, it greatly enhanced our abilities to remember that we are spirit that is never separated from source. At the fall of consciousness, the loss of a zeal point open chakra blocked our awareness of the presence of our spirit and the communication that it provides through the soul's voice. The coming online of the activation of the zeal point chakra is vital to our ascension process and our ability to be firmly anchored stably on our illumination path of ascension. Now, let's return our attention back to our Sacred Heart Center. On a physical level, the center is an important part of our well-being of our physical body. At an energetic and spiritual level, it's an integral part of our emotional stability and ascension process. Did you know that the heart is a complex system of several types of neurons, neurotransmitters, and support cells that are similar to those found in the brain? It can operate independently from the brain, and it contains more neurons than the brain. Information from the heart, including feeling sensations, are sent to the brain through several nerve pathways. These pathways enter the brain through the medulla and cascade into the higher center of the brain. They influence perception, decision making, emotional experience, and higher mental processes. In the womb, the beat of the heart can be heard before the brain is formed. The Sacred Heart Center is an important center in the involvement of our spiritual awakening. It is the first center where spiritual concepts and energetic templates are placed. From there, these concepts are sent through specific neural pathways into the high center of the brain to be made usable in decision-making and processing refined concepts of spiritual thought. This is the center from which the wisdom of our embodied soul can function under the direction of the soul's wisdom and the spirit communication. When we ask our soul a question as to the validity of a thought or an action that we are about to take, our soul will respond through the sound and light frequencies of our sacred heart. It is imperative that we as embodied humans learn to trust the communications emanating from this center. It is also the center where we find peace, tranquility, when our life has become chaotic. The awakened Sacred Heart Center can continually emanate the fifth dimensional paradigm of love and unity consciousness. This enhances feelings of love, compassion, and gratitude that can be transported through the neural pathways to the brain to soften the rational mind and open a fuller aspect of our higher mind, thus allowing the transformed ego to take its rightful place as we create in ease and coherency. The Sacred Heart Center also greatly contributes to the elimination of the interference of the fallen ego that has been the voice of our rational mind. Oftentimes, it has prevented us from creating outcomes that benefit our evolvement. When we consciously and consistently find the still point within our sacred hearts, through our intention and breath, our communication from the wisdom of our soul flows easily without any interference of our fallen ego mind. The Sacred Heart resides in the first triad. It also It is also where the light prism that came directly from the creative realms of Source was placed. Our throat chakra creates the final aspect that completes the important base for the entire triadic system. As the four initiations were given and received, many changes occurred within our physical and our energetic system. Our consciousness begins to flower in the most unexpected ways. We will begin to know ourselves not only as soul, but now begin to recognize ourselves as spirit that is never separate from the source of our being. It is important that we pay attention not only to this concept, but to the personal energetic signature that is emanating from our spirit's presence. This presence does not have a physical body like our soul. Our spirit is recognized by its brilliant crystal light that's beyond language. Each of us has a personal signature. Our brilliant spirit light may have various color codes swirling around it and within it. Unique sound frequencies are encoded within it. You may hear them as they softly manifest in this massive field of light. Chances are that these sound frequencies will not be heard through the human ear, but are recognized by us as a knowing or subtle feeling. The more we pay attention to the presence of our spirit and be willing to know that we are spirit, the sooner our massive unique self can manifest fully in our awareness. It is of utmost importance that in the next 2 months that we human members of this council study and work with the many energetic templates and the light infusions before we meet again at the end of October. Every initiation, every activation and light infusion will take some time to slowly manifest in its most refined iteration that it was intended at the very beginning of our creation. Using the entire upgraded triadic system often, daily, if possible, will be extremely helpful. This will give us some semblance of a coherent base from which to build on before our meeting in October. Now I'd like to make you aware that the timelines of our personal and collective ascension have been accelerated far beyond what was expected by this council. When we said that it would take 3 to 5 years to create a fully transfigured fifth dimensional body, we meant it. However, we human members took this very seriously because we knew the importance of the transformative processes. We practiced, meditated, contemplated, and manifested a more refined, stable light frequency within our unified field to the best of our abilities. At the end of last year, Metatron and Ra-Ta and the many Lords of Light came before the Council and said that they had determined that the ascending human masters of the Council had accomplished and manifested a refined energy system that was totally unexpected. They said because of our need to further explore the path of illumination, we human members were ready to take a few more steps along the illumination path and manifest our basic fifth dimensional transfigured human body by the spring equinox of 2026. The council agreed. So we have been given an important energetic initiation, massive infusions and upgrades in the triadic system, as well as upgrades in the brain and the sacred heart function. This was designed to support us as we manifest our fifth dimensional bodies. The entire council is always available to support us as we create our ascension. Now, I know that was a huge, unexpected revelation. So as you are receiving it, stay centered in your sacred heart. So that you can receive it fully from that heart center without any interference. We will close our session centered within our sacred hearts, being in states of love and gratitude for all that we have received. And for most of all of us, for the support we have received when our lives seem very difficult. Let us sit for a while in our sacred heart centers. Be in no hurry to move away from this delicious state of being. Visit it often. And with that, we will close this session. Blessings.